from the Skyline Studios. Here's Dave Plyer.
And good evening to all of you. Very happy to join us live from the Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. We're going to jump right in with the a little bit of a weather update here, with the National Weather Service predicting a mix of freezing rain and snow this weekend. City officials are prepared to deploy a fleet of 287 salt trucks to battle the winter conditions. When is this all happening? What does it mean for you? Demetrius Ivory, fresh off the WGN News at 10, is joining us live with the details. Hey, Demetrius.
Hey there, how are you?
Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year. Happy winter. It's finally caught up to it.
I know, we've been lulled into this sense of security with all the mild weather we've had thus far. And the last significant snow, I was looking back at this, was Halloween. It was early November. Yeah. We're finally getting a taste here.
Yeah, we're finally getting a taste. And it's interesting because, you know, as you mentioned, it has been warmer than normal, milder than normal, and what we're seeing now is more like a fall-type storm with flooding being the big issue tonight.
Now, you know, I think, and the biggest concern as we're looking at the roads and stuff, especially overnight tonight, is the freezing rain still going to happen within the next 24 hours?
Yeah, we're already seeing freezing rain west of Chicago. So Boone County, Winnebago County, Rockford area, areas that are west of I-39, or really along I-39, Fox Valley areas, they're already looking at freezing rain and ice accumulation, which I believe is significant. We got a report from Freeport earlier, which is just outside your area and mine, of cars, you know, sliding off the road. So, it is going to be an issue for western communities, northern communities. Again, Boone, Winnebago, I'd say portions of Kane County, maybe DeKalb counties. It's going to be an issue all day tomorrow, as your temperature is going to be right around freezing, which is conducive for ice.
So when will the snow actually start? Are we looking at later tomorrow afternoon, overnight, tomorrow night? Like, when is the snow coming?
Well, it all depends on where you live, but I'm kind of, what I like to say is right around the time the sun goes down tomorrow. We'll see generally rain for Chicago, maybe a little bit of ice, but I don't think very much in the city. The lake's helping us out. The temperature is about 37 degrees, so the air blowing over the lake is modified a little bit, so it comes in at, you know, at those mid-30s. So I don't think we're going to be looking at the ice in the city as much, but snow, probably right around sunset tomorrow, it will be a dramatic changeover from rain to snow.
There was some early predictions about some lakeshore flooding and some of the waves and so forth. Are we seeing that calming down a little bit? Because I know the storm is kind of not as intense as I think we first thought even 24 hours ago, but are we going to see some lakeshore flooding as well?
Oh, yeah. We're going to see significant lakeshore flooding. And, you know, the storm is just getting ramped up. This rain right now is probably going to be a record rainfall. The flooding, I think, is going to be significant. And the lakeshore flooding is going to be all because of the winds tomorrow. We're going to see winds out of the northeast or off the lake at about 40 to 50 miles per hour. So with that, you're talking waves up to 15 feet. That puts the water everywhere. The good news is temperatures will be warm enough where it won't freeze, but I think all those areas that typically flood when you're talking about a high wave scenario, they're going to flood.
Luckily, happening on a weekend. I mean, obviously people are working tomorrow as well, but this certainly makes this a little bit less hazardous for people because, you know, stay home, you know, if you can, and just stay off the roads. I earlier today, Demetrius, I reached out to Skilling to see, because I didn't know you were working tonight, and he responded back, "Yeah, I'm vacationing, you know, in South Asia out here. You know, it's sunny at 83 degrees." Poor guy. And his response, though, is exactly the way he speaks. But I'll tell you, it is. I mean, the weather is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you look at the blue skies, and Dave, let me just share with you that. As I'm reading it, I'm hearing him speak to me about it.
He is an animal that is probably going to go extinct after he quit because you know, a couple years ago he took vacation and he went to he took the Queen Mary to England, and all he wanted to see was the North Sea. That's all he just wanted to see, the waves in the north. You know, so if I'm riding if I'm on a boat like that, you know, I want to see the gym or the wave pool or
the bar.
Yeah, Tom wanted to go out in a windy, you know, 35, 40 degree, you know, 40 foot wave swell just to see that. That's what was the big draw to him.
I mean, he's really getting out of town at a perfect. Although part of me thinks he's probably pinching himself that he's not here. Like he probably wants to be here to be reporting on stuff like this, right? I mean, it's in his blood, like as you said.
Yeah, you know what? And not just Tom. I would say almost all meteorologists. When we leave. You know, you try to tell yourself, I don't want to, you know, you got to unplug at one point because it is one of it's a career where you literally are kind of putting your reputation out there every day. I always talk to folks and I say, how many jobs do you have where your reputation's on the line every day? You're making a prediction. There aren't many jobs where you make. So you want to plug out. But then when you see those storms and you start to see the reports and all that stuff, you're like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah, right? Well, I hope he's enjoying that 83 degrees. That's all I got to say. 83 and sunny.
I'm sure there will be more storms waiting for him.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Well, you get Demetrius, of course, filling in for Tom and always on the midday news and at 4 as well. Be safe this weekend, my friend. I appreciate it.
You too, and we'll be looking at the good news about this storm at the end of it is that we expect warmer air behind it, so even for folks who lose power, we don't expect pipes to freeze and things like that, so that's good news.
Good news there. Thanks again, pal. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
Demetrius Ivory, he's from WGN-TV, of course. All right, we've got a great show for you tonight. You know, this is the time of year that those New Year's resolutions begin to lose their steam, and the biggest one packs the gyms around Chicagoland with everyone turning over a new leaf. You know this is the time, but it's also, it's like 3 weeks. Curtis, I think we've discovered this and heard this, that 3 weeks in, those resolutions just start dropping off.
If you're like me, it's not even 2 days.
The gyms start opening up again. You can actually get onto your bike and do whatever you have to do. We've got Dr. Ian Smith. He's a best-selling author and TV personality. He joins us every year. I think it's the eighth year, New Year's, he's joined us to give us sustainable tips, because that's the thing. Like some of these crash diets and, hey, I can lose 20 pounds in 30 days type of thing, that is really rough, and it's hard to maintain it. Like you're going to gain all that weight back anyway by February. So he's got some sustainable tips on how to eat better every day, eat clean, but do so reasonably. And there's a trend out there called intermittent fasting. So, I mean, you're kind of like not eating here and there. And he's going to talk a little bit about that as well. Now, after that, we're going to be talking about weed.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Sure, Jeff Spicoli. You know, yeah, so we're going to talk a little weed. I mean, it's obviously, this is something we'll be talking about all year since this is such a new experience being legalized, of course, in Illinois. Now, did you see the opening of Colbert earlier this week?
I did. It was perfect.
You know, it's like old school Chicago commercials blending with some of the most famous names in hot dogs, pizza.
Yeah.
And, you know, Colbert, he's got really strong Chicago ties. He went to Northwestern. He got his comedy chops at Second City. The bit was funny as hell. Let's take a listen.
Are you craving some Chicago-style marijuana? Then come on down to Potillo's on South Pulaski. Hello, I'm Fat Al. And I'm Southside Donnie. Potillo's, where you can get a brat with some pot. Like our char cheddar Polish joints, smothered in cheese and topped with sweetened hot peppers.
Or try a slice of our deep dish kush, a butter crust, 6 inches of cheese and sauce,
and some Primo Chronic.
We also have a large selection of water pipes.
The bongs.
So come on down to Potillo's.
For Chicago style, wacky tobacky, come to Potillo's on South Pulaski.
Let me tell you something. This is before your time, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Way before your time. But there was it feels like a combo of the Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet spots from the 1980s, you know, and then, of course, inflicting some of the popular names and food here in Chicago. But it has that same rhythm as those classic Chicago commercials. Tell me I'm wrong. Take a listen.
Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet is number one in sales because of our guaranteed sales policy.
You want the best price and the greatest selection.
So we offer over 1,500 new cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery.
We offer low-rate financing to qualified buyers.
Plus, we guarantee you'll save more money on any new car or truck, or we'll give you back the difference in cash.
At Solosi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst at York and Roosevelt Roads,
where you always save more money.
Tell me that is exact.
That sounds pretty similar. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, this
they
is
got
a,
the accent down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just need a little jingle in the background.
Just a little jingle. You know, we always talk about, this time of year on my show, we always talk about the Chicago, you know, the Super Bowl commercials as we get closer. We're a few weeks away of that. But we always talk about those classic Chicago commercials.
Well, we did that a few weeks ago. We had like Zare, we were talking about Zare and those.
Oh,
we played the old commercials.
Yeah.
But
we were talking about stores that were gone.
Yeah, those stores that were gone.
But yeah.
Those, some of those jingles for those stores are very similar.
Oh, they're legendary. I mean, if you grew up in Chicago, you know, we'll talk about that definitely in a few weeks. Also coming up, Dave Schwann will also join us for our history segment. We do that in my old time slot, and we kind of close the show with that. So we talk a little bit about things that happened decades, centuries ago that happened this week, and always have a lot of fun with that as well. But first, keeping the weather vibe tonight, since we're keeping our eyes outside, Cheryl Scott from ABC7 will be in studio. She's going to talk about really her longtime involvement with the American Red Cross. She's been involved 7-8 years with them on their board. And one of the biggest blood drives in the state for the year is this great Chicago blood drive that she hosts. And that's coming up on Wednesday. So we've got a full show. Let's kick it off next on 720 WGN.